Has anyone been on the planetary transit system? Transplanetary subway systems. America's secret VHSD tunnel system. On August 2, 1972, Salter Road ran document P4874. The publication was titled, The Very High Speed Transit, VHST, System. The 17-page report detailed the technologies involved, possible attained speeds, aspects of economic and security benefits, and potential routes. This document reported achievable passenger speeds at 14,000 miles per hour. Has the VHST system been built? According to numerous eyewitnesses and former government employees, the system already exists and is currently being used by the shadow government, their black ops forces, plus favored corporate entities.
I have no reason not to believe in it. Although probably not that fast.
Are there other cities in existence? Oh, yes. There are many. There are over 100 inner Earth cities. Some of them are very similar. How does one travel from city to city or from surface to inner city? Probably the most common method is what we call the tubes. It is a series of underground trains. We've bored tunnels that run underneath all the oceans and all the continents and connect all the cities and several of the retreats. The trains, which look very much like a subway train, are run on a cushion of air, an electromagnetic cushion, so they never actually touch the sides of the tunnel. This cushion creates a force field without friction and therefore they can achieve very high speeds.
Actually, the speed would be around Mach 200, so that speed would have to be bullshit unless miracles.
After a period of uncertainty, those above, concerned for his safety, were relieved to hear the faint voice of George rising up from apparently several dozen feet below. They were able to make out his excited words to the effect that he had fallen into a large tunnel, and encouraged the others to follow him. They did so, and when they were all in the tunnel they stood in stunned silence. The passage which stretched out from them in both directions was not like the common natural cavern passages which they had explored for the past few days. In fact, it seemed more artificial than natural. Approximately a dozen feet having a domed ceiling and a flat floor. What really caught their attention, however, was the fact that the tunnel was illuminated by a greenish phosphorescence to the point that they did not need their carbide lamps to see their surroundings. The strange luminescence seemed to emanate from the walls of the tunnel itself, which were clear and glass-like yet at the same time extremely hard. In one direction the lighting effect faded out into blackness, while in the other direction the light seemed to increase. One of the members suggested that the light might be coming from the surface, and that they might be in one of the old mines which existed in the area of the cavern entrance, but others brought up the fact that, according to their calculations, they were at least 5 miles beneath the earth and therefore the light probably did not come from the surface. Subsequently, the explorers decided to investigate in the direction of the light since it would allow them to keep some carbide in reserve for their return trip. At one point the tunnel, which was apparently cut through solid rock much of the way and then glazed over with a hard, transparent substance, opened into a gigantic cavern. Actually, this occurred several times and at intervals, as if those who constructed the tunnel intentionally meant for them to intersect the various cavern systems. Did the ancient builders of this tunnel system possess a combination of gravitometers, X-rays and sounding radars to detect these cavities? Even as it passed through these large caverns, the tunnel still continued in the form of a transparent domed enclosure, still the same shape as before, yet this time the hard transparent substance was in the form of a wall a foot or so thick. Bonnie relates that her people use boring machines to bore tunnels in the earth. These boring machines heat the rock to incandescence, then vitrify it, thus eliminating the need for beams and supports. A tube transit tunnel is used to connect the cities that exist in various subterranean regions in our hemisphere. The tube trains are propelled by electromagnetic impulses up to speeds of 2,500 miles per hour. One tube connects with one of their cities in the Mato Grosso jungle of Brazil. Many tunnels are unsafe and closed off. All tube transit tunnels are protected and are designed to eject uninvited guests. At first, I scoffed at such stories about mysterious tunnels and an alien civilization beneath the surface. I joined an inner Earth group for the simple enjoyment of discussing outlandish ideas in a humorless, serious manner. Gradually, I became interested by the considerable volume of circumstantial evidence. I now believe the Earth is absolutely honeycombed by a web of tunnels that run beneath the continents, under the oceans, and these passageways link the subterranean cities of the inner world. There are many reports concerning a vast tunnel called the Roadway of the Incas, which has an entrance somewhere in Peru. It runs south more than 1,000 miles. There is another entrance to this fabulous tunnel in the desert of Atacama in Chile. The Highway of the Incas passes under Cuzco, the legendary city of Peru. There is another, smaller, but very well hidden entrance to the tunnel in the mountains near Machu Picchu. I started to investigate the Highway of the Incas when I was a young, curious youth, and I have hundreds of witnessed, notarized statements. These documents and tape recordings fill one room of my home. The Incas knew of the tunnel and, although gold was of little value to them, they hid their treasures in these caverns. The highway is the largest of the tunnels and it connects all continents. In addition to the openings in South America, there are entrances in Canada, in British Columbia, in America. You should investigate Mount Shasta in California and Mount St. Helena in Oregon. The tunnel is connected with Tibet and another opening in Central Asia. I believe the African entrance is in the Atlas Mountains in the north of that continent. I also suggest that you explore the highways which have been found in the oceans. These ancient underworld civilizations may be mining our seas.
It was interesting to read, but a 17-page paper by some schmuck feels like it was just a dick-waggling spout of nonsense. Any real scientific achievement has years of research, and multiple reports, and massive data on paper surrounding it. Hell, most of us on /X/ could probably write a 17-page paper on tunneling a wormhole to fucking Poneland, and some idiot 40 years later would say this guy said it, it must have happened.